This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election appears to be inevitable. Still sparring over Mueller's conclusions, already rampant. Washington is expecting that the Attorney General, William Barr, could disclose the report on Monday or Tuesday. Much-awaited details for Mueller's 22-month investigation of Donald Trump campaign contacts with Russia and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told Fox News Sunday, "I don't think it's going to be damaging to the president." However, Congressman Gerald Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says that the probing in the election, saying that on CNN that Barr should release the full report and underlying and investigatory evidence to his panel. Far from the den of Washington, Ivanka Trump toured businesses run by women in Ethiopia Sunday while promoting a White House global economic program for women. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The White House senior advisor, who's President Trump's daughter and a businesswoman, visited a coffee shop and textile company in Addis Ababa, where she spoke with working women. It was her first stop on a four-day Africa trip to boost 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests, because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability.
This is Ivanka Trump's first visit to Africa since the president launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he does not think the Venezuelan people can tolerate the Maduro regime much longer. Pompeo was on the last day of a four-nation tour of South America, where the economic and political calamity in Venezuela was among the top concerns during talks in Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia. Pompeo again said all options are on the table when it comes to U.S. involvement in Venezuela, but the Trump administration has not said under what circumstances it would use military action. The U.S. has already imposed a number of sanctions against some Venezuelan officials in the country's oil sector. Pompeo's stop in Colombia will include a visit to the border city of Cúcuta. A video purporting to show Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks has disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The video juxtaposes news footage of the 9/11 attacks with remarks Congresswoman Ilhan Omar made to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It does not include Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling that their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged the president to take the video down, saying his words weigh a ton and, quote, his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Pelosi says she's taken steps to ensure that Capitol Police safeguard Omar, her family, and her staff. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has become the latest Democrat to formally enter the crowded field of presidential candidates seeking to unseat President Trump in the 2020 election. 37-year-old, who announced the Presidential Exploratory Committee in January, made it official at a rally in South Bend on Sunday. The Harvard and Oxford graduate and Afghanistan war veteran has gone from being virtually unknown on the national political landscape to surging in recent polls, placing third behind former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Israel's president began post-election consultations Monday with political parties that will lead to his appointment of a candidate to form a government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's nomination seemed virtually ensured after his right-wing Likud won the largest number of parliamentary seats in Tuesday's ballot, and his closest rival, Benny Gantz of the centrist Blue and White Party, conceded defeat. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak returns to court Monday as his trial over charges linked to a multi-billion-dollar scandal at State Fund 1 Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB, resumes. The highly anticipated trial began April 3rd, nearly a year after Malaysians voted Najib out of office. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.